Let Jesus come to us. Logically, if it's Him, we don't have to go to Him. Who do you think you are? And of course, Peter is one of those fellows who just goes ahead. Peter just steps out of the boat and starts walking before those guys could stop him. Out of 12, only one daring enough. You know, many times Christians talk about we live by faith, not by fear. We're justified by faith. But let me honestly tell you this. When you walk by faith, there is always a risk factor. As Peter was walking on the water, fear came and he started drowning, sinking. Nothing wrong with Jesus, nothing wrong with what Jesus commanded. His fear almost cost him his life. Think about everyone in the Bible. When they were asked by God to walk in faith, what did they risk? Their lives, their reputation, their property, their families, their everything. And we modern Christians say, walk by faith but have insurance. Just in case it doesn't work. Yeah, tell that to Noah. Noah, when you build this ark, just in case there's no rain, put some wheels or something. Or Moses, you know, you got to lead these people, but just in case it's not God who called you. All these second factors that come. In general, we have been trained to be so cautious, and we call our cautiousness wisdom. Balance. That when someone really hears from God and walk by faith, we ridicule him and we end up the persecutors. Because you know why? Fear will always persecute faith. And there is all this. Paul, he had no one. Look at Paul. No one was with him. He was the minority. All the majority were saying, Paul, don't go. He was the only one who heard from God. But Paul knew this. If he didn't go, he would have been disobeying God. And Paul says, he would have to go. But he says, I would rather go with your blessing. That is why in point 2b, it is, although your brethren may disagree with you, they can be good, they can be bad, you still have to pray with them. You say, when you do something, you still have to find people to pray with you. And of course, there are good Christians and good intercessors who they say, although we may not see what you see, although we may not know what you know, although we may not have the faith that you have, if you really feel that this is of God, the least we can do is pray with you. So even though brethren can disagree, there are brethren who disagree and walk away. But there are brethren who can disagree and says, we will still pray with you because we still love you. If really that is God's will, there are brethren who are willing to say, we may be the one who are wrong and we could be learning from you. And they pray with Paul. And Paul went on his happy journey. That is why it's important to understand that when we consult with brethren, it is not always good, it's not always bad. But if we don't have these practical issues of Christian life, a lot of Christians go around in their mind thinking, you know, it's always good to consult and always good to go by my majority. No. If God does a life-changing thing, you may not have a majority. You may be in a minority. But the minimum you can find is to be brethren who will still stand with you. And who will be open that God could be using you in something new. And there are good brethren out there. Well, we better go quickly to the last one. The third voice is your inner voice. Your inner voice, Romans 8, can be good, it can be bad. In Romans chapter 7, it tells us here in verse 22, I delight in the law of God according to the inner man. Verse 23, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. Notice, his mind wants to do God's will, but his the flesh doesn't want to do. And then in Romans chapter 8, it tells us in verse 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And he writes to Christians, our inner voice, or what you call your own self-consciousness, our own self-consciousness can be good, can be bad. Even the most spiritual among us will have to admit this, that sometimes what you thought to be your thoughts of your spirit are not your spirit, it is your own mind working. Because it comes from within, you cannot tell easily. So it's not always right. And it's not always your first thoughts that are right. It can be your last thoughts. See, there's no method that you should follow. The only method you should follow is not which one comes first. If which one comes first is mini money, mini more, then that's easy. It is 3A, the thoughts that are in line with the Word of God. That means sometimes you got to study. You got to check what God's Word say in those areas. And when God's Word could clear up all the wrong things and the wrong areas, you still got 2B to deal with. Which would mean you still need to tell. Sometimes the Word can get rid of about 75% of the impressions. You still got 25% left. And then you got to pray through to find out whether in 2B, whether it's the voice of your heart and your spirit man, or just the voice of your mind. Because our mind can suddenly go from spiritual to carnal. And from carnal back to spiritual. It's only our heart that we can trust. That's why the Bible has verses like say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Look at Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. It says here in verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is a continual thing that we are doing. The separation of spirit and soul, discerning the intents of our heart. It is not something that just goes like that immediately. Even Paul himself struggles in his mind to get it right in the things of God. And we need the mind of Christ. When we link to the heart, it's the mind of Christ. But when we separate it in our walk with God or in a particular area, your own thoughts come. Sometimes self-consciousness is a curse. Sometimes it's a blessing. Because sometimes when you think too much on those things, you cannot hear God anymore. If you're honest, it is sometimes harder to pray about God's will in the things that you are so passionate and the things that you're so emotionally attached to. And we think we're superhuman. I can separate my emotions from my those things. Don't deceive yourself. It is not that easy. Because the emotional can find its way rooted in some way without you realizing it. Oh yes, I'm not upset. Yeah, but you're upset. How we deny ourselves. Oh, I'm not angry. You are angry. Self-denial. And, I'm not fearful. You are fearful. How clever the mind is. You must understand how clever the mind is. The mind knows how to justify, knows how to reason, knows how to argue. That's why the Bible says it's a carnal mind. So we have to, in 3A, get the Word of God to get rid of, to purify, put it through the filter of God's Word. And even after that, it's not good enough. In 2B, you got to spend time with God to differentiate between what is of your inner spirit and what's of your own mind, your own consciousness that may come in order for us to discern God's voice and God's will in these practical issues of life. Now, in all these three areas, the voice of the family, the voice of brethren, and the voice of your inner self, you must consult. Say, why? What about three? How do I must consult? You have to finally reason within yourself, and it's only when you do not doubt anymore, you are convinced of what you're convinced of is the Word of God, is the voice of God, can faith come. Mark chapter 11 verse 20-24, for when you speak to the mountain, if you do not doubt in your heart. It is very hard to go out in battle when your mind is still double-minded. You know, the Bible even uses words like double-minded. See, you can be of two minds. And that is why you got to consult until inside you something is established as to what is God's will for us to push forward in God's will for our life. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we just ask for your grace, your mercy, Lord, to establish us in the things of God. And we ask, O God, that you continue to cause us to know the truths of your word. That we would always do the right thing. That we will always obey your word. That, Lord, we continue to thank you for the voice of our family, the voice of brethren, and our inner self that can be spiritual in you, the mind of the Spirit. And most of all, Lord, we realize that we are judged by our actions, our final actions that make us what we are to be. Thank you for your grace in our lives, Lord. Establish it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise together. Sing that song, To Be Like Jesus, To Be Like Jesus. All I ask, to be like him. To be like Jesus.